This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time to wake on up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, what's up, Filmo Mike? What's up, Bay Area? It is Joe Spadoni, but no Joe Shasky. He is out in Hawaii this week. We got Nick Friedell in studio all week, baby. Let's go. Cousin Nick. You know him. You love him. And if you don't know him, you'll learn to love him. Because you can watch him on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube, all powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Might be the earliest I've done a read. I know Sam likes that. How you doing this morning, Nick? I've noticed a trend here these last couple days. So, you know, it's like when you start school, you start a new semester, I'm going to get there early, right? I'm going to get there on time. It's like, you know, it gets there like 5:10, you know, first day, Monday. Yesterday, 5:15-ish, 5:20. You know, today, 5:30. Tomorrow, I'm assuming 5:45. And then maybe you'll show up on Friday. We'll see at the start of the
Friday,
show.
Friday, I'm going to go full Bonte and show up at 5:59.
Whoa, Bonte, I didn't say
that's
that.
That's way early.
Whoa, Bonte. Hey, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Although, in fairness to me, on Wednesday, so now we're 3 days in, I get down to the security desk, and they're looking at me like, who are you? And I'm showing my ID, and they're like, all right, hang on. I'm texting you guys like, well, we might have a problem here. Can somebody get down here? So I was a little more delayed than usual.
And I heard a nice guy, Stephen Langford, let you in the building. So that was nice of him. Our KCBS's formerly of 95.7 The Game in the pregame show, Stephen Langford. But good morning to all of you just getting off work, getting ready for work. Happy hump day to all of you. You're halfway through the week. For a lot of you, it's kind of like your Tuesday, right? You had Monday off. But we've been here locked and loaded all week long, talking about the All-Star game, talking about this upcoming rest of the season for the Golden State Warriors. We haven't even really touched the 49ers. What's going to go on there? It's officially draft season. As soon as the Super Bowl ends, I'm already in draft mode. Hell, if my team's season ended like the Niners did, they didn't even make the playoffs, I'm already in draft mode. You know, you hear that da-na-na-na, na-na-na-na-na. Think of Mel Kiper, Todd McShay, Todd, all of that, Nick. I love the draft. So we're going to get into, not really a draft per se, but some of the off... not off the field, but, you know, off the, you know, the moves that need to be made for the 49ers, and particularly Deebo Samuel, Brock Purdy. Are they trying to re-sign George Kittle? According to reports, they are. They're reconstructing contracts, Fred Warner. So there's a lot to get into with the 49ers. And just taking your pulse, because you've been away for a little bit. You have your ear on all things NFL, and I like to get an outsider's perspective on certain things when it comes to the Bay Area squads. I know you're very tapped in with the Dubs. You've known Steve Kerr, Draymond, you know all these players. And by the way, as we're talking about the Dubs, let's get right into it, because as soon as I walk in this morning, I couldn't do the show call last night. Young Benjamin was having a meltdown. I guess he left his jacket at school.
That'll do it.
He was. He's freaked out.
Whether you're 4 or 41, if you leave your jacket somewhere and you can't find it and don't remember where it is, that will cause...
Well, we knew where it was. It was at school, which is literally 2 blocks down the street from where he lives. And it's like, let's go get it. You wanted to literally leave the house and go get it. I was like, it's closed. He's like, no, someone's going to steal it. I was like, no one is stealing your Mandalorian Baby Yoda jacket. I promise. Although it's a pretty sweet jacket, so I get why he's a little upset.
Say, as soon as you said that,
I'd be a little nervous about that too, actually.
So I wasn't there for the show call because I was dealing with that. His mom ended up calming him down. Everything was great. Dad wasn't very good at the calming down part. I was like, it's all going to be okay. Why are you yelling at me? I'm not yelling. It's okay. But I walk in this morning and Sam, all of a sudden he's like, oh, KD back to the Warriors. I was like, what? We just did this a few weeks ago. Kevin Durant's not coming back here, guys. You got Jimmy Butler. You got Steph. You got Draymond Green. Can we leave it all alone? Please, for the love of God.
Spadone, you can never leave it alone with Kevin Durant and the Warriors and the Bay.
Yes, we can. No. How it ended is how it ended, Nick.
It's never how it ended.
Oh, my God.
KD and the Warriors. It's like the breakup that you have where you're like, I don't know if this is actually it. Well, she called me the other night and we're still talking. And you just don't know. You never know if the end is really the end.
I know it's the end because I saw how it ended here. And it ended with the fan base, not half of them, but a solid amount of fans being like, all right, yeah, kick rocks. Get out of here, KD. You didn't want to be here. You didn't re-sign that whole season. You were there in those scrums. How many questions do you have to take out every single game about his future? Every single game. Because obviously the regular season no one really cared about because they knew they were going to be in the finals anyways. But every single question, you're going to be here next year? You're going to be here next year? Draymond was annoyed by it. He spoke about it. You know, there's that whole relationship between them. You know, Joe Lacob, Steve Kerr, all of it. I have a very hard time. And why we're talking about that this morning, and I'll find the sound. Let me know when you put that sound on there, Carter, with Malika Andrews and Kevin Durant talking, because that was where it stemmed from, I guess, Malika Andrews over the weekend, either on NBA TV or obviously she's on ESPN, was doing some sit-downs with some of the players, as you do on All-Star Weekend, right? And they were talking about, you know, Draymond Green and Steve Kerr and the rumors of the last couple weeks. And he was saying, hey, yeah, you know, I just didn't want to get traded mid-season. And I think, fair enough, and listen, I'm rambling on. I got the sound here. Just listen to Kevin Durant on with Malika Andrews over the weekend. And does this tell you that he's going to come back to the Warriors?
Wanted to read you this quote from Steve Kerr. He said, I don't blame Kevin one bit for not wanting to rerun things here. He took so much for like, oh, you're jumping on the bandwagon, and then he's the finals MVP 2 years in a row, and he still gets criticized. Why would he want to face all that BS again? What do you think of that?
People talk crazy about me all the time, you know? Like, that's not the reason why I didn't want to come back. I just didn't want to get traded midway through the season. There's nothing against my time with the Warriors, or I heard because I don't like Draymond. At the end of the day, I just didn't want to move, and I wanted to see it through with my team in Phoenix and see what we could do the rest of the season. So I'm glad I'm still there.
I don't believe a word of what he just said. I'm just going to say it right. I do not believe a word of what he just said. I think he wanted to save face. I don't think he wanted to ruffle any feathers in the Bay Area. I think he's still loved here. He mentioned over the weekend he has a lot of love for the Bay. The Bay has a lot of love for him. I think he wants to keep it that way. I don't think he wants to come back here. And that was a nice way of him for saying that and protecting the Warriors in this case.
Spadone, I was clear about this before the trade deadline. I want to be as clear as I can be post-deadline going into this summer and beyond. I still absolutely believe that a reconciliation is possible, that a reunion with KD and Steph and Kerr, and we'll see what happens with Draymond over the next year or two. I think it can happen still because the respect is there. The respect has always been there. Kevin knows what this place and especially this basketball system is all about. And he knows how much easier things get for him and every single other person who takes the floor with Steph Curry. So I absolutely believe, despite all the things that we heard the last couple weeks, despite how it all ended, and you and I were both here when that whole thing yes. finally unraveled, it was pretty ugly at times that last season. But Kevin is at the final stage of his career, at least over the next, let's say, 3, 4, 5 years, however much longer he wants to play. And I think he realizes that if you could go anywhere and still have a legitimate chance, because that's all any older player is looking for at this point, to go win, there are far, far worse places to be than out here on this Warriors team.
Speaking of the Warriors, Nick, it is a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. Love me some Friedman's Appliance. You haven't been there, Nick? It's very cool. A lot of cool appliances. These live working vignettes, they got like, you know, it's almost like a demo of how the kitchen's going to work before you install it in your house. It's very cool. They got the ovens. They got a spit roast. Like Sam and I were broadcasting there last year. They had this literally the entire show. They just had this chicken on a spit, slow roasting right in front of us. We couldn't really eat it because it was just there, but it was tempting us the entire time. But they were baking cookies. It was great. Pleasant Hill, Freeman's Appliance. You got to go check it out, Nick Friedell.
Spadone, one day when I grow up and I start buying appliances, I'm going to call you and we're going to go take a walk through.
Me, you, and Jim Cozymore, okay? Cozymore.
What up, Coz?
He's in Tennessee, but you still hear him in Friedman's Appliance commercials all the time. Love me some Jim Cozymore. And he's loving all the hockey stuff that's going on over this past week. And why wouldn't you? Apparently, as we were talking yesterday, the Tkachuk brothers, they're looking like they're good to go for tomorrow's gold medal game against Canada. All right, thumbs up. But going back to the Warriors and going back to Kevin Durant, as you were just saying, listen, I'll freely admit, Nick, you're more tapped into the NBA circles. You have a lot more sources. You are linked to a lot of these people. You have a lot of friends over at ESPN that are plugged in as well. My gut, I go with these things. And listen, you're not saying it's going to happen. You're saying it could and that we shouldn't pour hot water on it, or cold water, I should say. Hot water, I guess. But cold water on this bonfire that is Kevin Durant. And I do think his time in Phoenix is coming to an end. I think him being a part of trade talks, I think that really ruffled his feather. A guy that's, as we know, he's sensitive. Not saying sensitive is the wrong thing, but, you know, he's on Twitter a lot. He hears everything. He's self-aware.
Very aware. Yeah.
Again, we were talking about everyone's self-aware these days in our generation, millennials. We're very self-aware people.
I'd also add this, Spadone, as far as Kevin goes, in my experience, there is nobody who knows about the league more who's in it. That dude legitimately watches games.
Yeah.
He knows who does what night to night. He sees the box scores. He takes an interest in the younger players. It's not to say that other guys don't. It is to say that somebody of his stature, night to night in the NBA, knows exactly what's going on. So Kevin always gets a hard time from people who say, oh, he spends all his time on Twitter, and he's trying to follow what's going on in social media too much. He does what he does. That's his choice. What I would tell anybody who wants to knock Kevin Durant's knowledge,
no,
you got to be kidding me.
He's one of the all-timers.
This guy knows the NBA inside and out. And what's impressive is he's one of the all-time great players that we've ever seen, and he still chooses to spend part of his time following what's happening day to day.
Speaking of another guy that knows the NBA inside and out, Howard Beck going to be joining us at 9:20, courtesy of The Ringer, and obviously courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Isn't time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop. Howard Beck, 9:20. We'll ask him about Kevin Durant and if he's closing the door on the Warriors in the future, or could he be on the move this summer? It's looking more and more like that. Again, I'd be shocked if he stayed at this point in Phoenix. That just looks like an absolute dumpster fire. You know, Devin Booker, there was talks before the season started. Houston was sniffing around there. What's going on with him? He's still relatively young. But if I'm Devin Booker, I'm all of a sudden looking, I was like, do I want to stay here?
No.
For the future? No, you don't.
No.
You don't. Which is crazy considering, you know, just a few years ago, they were in the finals. Like, it felt like they were right there. Obviously, you had Chris Paul, you had Devin Booker, you had Mikal Bridges. Like, it was a different team, obviously. Monty Williams, who is even a head coach in the league still, he's not, right? He's even on Stone's staff. I don't even know.
I think he's working for his son's high school team.
Look at that. Good for him. And I like Monty Williams. But it just goes to show, like, And they had Frank Vogel. Now they have, well, championship head coach, Frank Vogel. Now they have another one, Mike Budenholzer, but it's not working. No. Nothing's working there. Ishbia wanted to double down on this team. He's the new owner, taking over for Sarver. It hasn't worked. It hasn't worked. And they need to start trading some of these players, and they need to start getting some draft picks back, because I don't think they have any of their own, do they, going forward?
What's interesting now, as Kevin's career path continues, that whole mess in Brooklyn, I sat there and watched up close and personal. And when they made that trade, when they sent Kevin to the Suns, all those picks from Phoenix went to Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
What Phoenix now needs, and they're not going to get the same return on, because this is a few years later, Kevin, as great as he is, isn't the same player he was.
Diminished.
Even at the end of that Brooklyn tenure.
Yeah.
But it's like those two teams have traded places. Brooklyn has now made all these different moves, but they've got a boatload of picks. Phoenix doesn't have that many assets, is probably going to have to move Kevin at some point in the near future, and they're going to have to get some kind of return back. All of that is fascinating on an NBA level, but locally, what I am so interested in now pushing all of this forward is, if you're the Warriors, what does happen this summer?
Mm.
What move, you and I have talked about it all week, what move is out there? I mean, Sam is hyping up Kevin coming back here. Maybe. But there's got to be something that can get the Warriors to a higher point than whatever we see from them over the next few months of this season.
Call me crazy, and not a lot of people are going to agree with this, but I would much rather pay Jonathan Kuminga, a 22-year-old, not knowing what he's going to be in the future, but just taking a chance on him, than bring him back Kevin Durant. And that might be a hot take for some. If you disagree, 888-957-9570. I don't think it's as cut and dry as that, obviously. Maybe we can get a capologist on, Sam. I don't know if we can reach out to anyone, a Bobby Marks. But I'm very curious to see if that could work. Could Steph, Jimmy, KD, and Draymond, that feels like a little rich, but can that all work together, the finances? I'm not sure. Again, I'm already off the Kevin Durant back to the Warriors, but like, I'm all in on the Jimmy Butler era now. Jimmy Butler, Steph, you know, we'll see with Kuminga, who hopefully comes back this week. They play the Kings on Friday. Draymond Green's going to be a part of it. And we'll see where this thing ends, because there's a part of me that feels like, let's say they do go on a run. Let's go to the Western. We were talking about yesterday. What if they go on like a Lakers of a couple years ago run, Western Conference Finals? Do I feel like I'm a Kevin Durant? Do I need Kevin Durant at that point? Now, how does it look, right? Do you get swept by the Nuggets and then you get humbled a little bit? It's like, oh, man. We are still a step down from the actual contenders. So it all depends on how it looks. I'm just fascinated still about it. This guy can't get out of our brains. Kevin Durant, we can't quit them. It's like Brokeback Mountain. I wish I could learn how to quit you. All right, Nick? You didn't think you were getting that reference at 6:22 a.m., but you did.
It is the ultimate breakup that's never fully broken up. And I feel like that can resonate for a lot of people out there listening to us, Padone, because there is a human part to this. They had unbelievable success. There was some unbelievable love at times.
Sure.
There was the happiness.
Are they friends with benefits at this point? Is that what we're calling this? Is that what you do? Come on. Like, this isn't... Come on.
It's like Ross and Rachel. They're just on a break.
Yeah, please. Just, please. You're a friends guy, aren't you?
Well, nah. I mean, I'm a Jennifer Aniston guy.
Oh,
that's what I am.
Well, there you go. Brad Pitt fumbling that bag. Shout out 2002 or whatever that happened.
Right. But I really, truly, forget all the other cliches, I think there's enough respect between Kevin and the Warriors, specifically Steph and Kerr and Draymond, to think that it could work again. The thing that intrigues me from what you said, though, Spadone, is do you think, from what you've seen, that you'd rather just flatly have Kuminga than try to reacquire Kevin in the future?
Yes, and I'm going to tell you why on the other side, because we're up against it. 888-957-9570. Dub Nation, you can't quit him, apparently. Kevin Durant, even after the Jimmy Butler acquisition, are you still in on Kevin Durant coming back to the Warriors? 888-957-9570. He spoke with Malika Andrews. He said it was not about going back to the Warriors. He has no problems, apparently, going back to the Warriors, according to that soundbite. We'll play it again on the other side. He said he didn't want to get traded midseason, and he had some hard feelings, obviously, with the Phoenix Suns and owner Matt Ishbia. So we'll continue this conversation on the other side again, plus Howard Beck at 920 covers the NBA for The Ringer. Can't wait for that, as this segment is brought to you by the Bayview Restaurant and Lounge at the end of the tides in Bodega Bay. The Bayview Restaurant is delighted to announce the return of their popular winemaker dinner series. 5 evenings of exquisite wines from the best local vintners, expertly paired with a delicious 4-course menu. Reserve your spot today at intothetides.com.
Oh, really? That's great. Seriously, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Yeah, you just said that.
Did you say I just said that?
Yeah, I'm cutting you off.
I can't have any more? Why not?
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Valley Heating, Cooling, Electrical, and Solar, a Lennox Premier dealer, locally and family owned, and the home of old fashioned service for all your home comfort needs for 63 years. Check them out at valleyheating.com. Valleyheating.com.
Warriors coverage on 95.7 The Game is presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on the iPhone 16 Pro.
You're 95.7 The Game.
Oh, there's Steve. I know what you did there, Carter. You and I potted up in time. I know. It happens. It's okay. Crushing it. Carter's doing a hell of a job here. It's the biggest adjustment when you're working on the board. As I say, good morning to all of you who are just getting off work and ready for work at Spadoni. Nick Friedell in for Joe Shasky all week long in studio. We're talking about Warriors, Kevin Durant. Now, are we not closing the door on Kevin Durant coming back to the Bay? No, Nick Friedell says don't close it quite yet. There is still a possibility. But getting back to, you know, being a producer, being on the board, you know, there's a lot of things you got to, there's a lot of dots, you know, cross the T's, dot the I's, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, we always get blamed for everything back there. And I'm not going to blame Carter for a lot of stuff, okay? I got blamed a lot back there. And I'm not going to do that to my producer. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Sam, I'm not going to blame you.
I think I got blamed a lot, actually.
I'm not going to blame you, though, for anything. Sam?
If you hear Vontae and she asking, Love men. Oh, what's going on,
the third look, too, so.
It's okay. I'm not going to blame you guys, all right? You guys are fighting through some adversity getting up this early in the morning. As it is, I appreciate both of you, and I appreciate you, all of you, listening right now, because if you are listening on the Odyssey app, Nick Friedell, you're going to want to be listening for the next hour. Because you know what? That would qualify you for the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. Check this out. Someone's going to win travel and accommodations for 4 to Las Vegas and $20,000. So a winner and 3 guests, Las Vegas, $20,000. Sound good? You'll be staying at Circa.
Sounds awesome.
Sounds amazing. I want to do that right now. The premier sports viewing destination in downtown Las Vegas, Circa also has the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim. It's this giant swimming pool. Everyone's hanging out. Everyone's lounging. They're all looking sexy. The mankinis, the bikinis. You got the big screens there watching your Syracuse animal.
Oh, not this year.
Maybe the NIT. Maybe not even that.
Not even
the NIT. No. Oh, well, that's too bad. Well,
it's rough.
But it's still the ultimate viewing experience for the first 2 rounds of the college basketball championship. Winning is easy. Again, as I mentioned, just download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your daily entry. And again, this is a national contest. Download the Odyssey app now, and you might be headed to Vegas in March with $20,000. I can use $20,000. It'd be great. I'll say this, though. As we're talking about Kevin Durant and his, you know, potential return or trade, I don't see a situation where Steph, Jimmy, Draymond and KD are all on the same roster, though.
Why not? Is that even feasibly
possible? Like, can you even do that with the salaries? Like, I'm just looking at Kevin Durant right now as I pull up the spot track. Nick, he's on a current 4-year, $194 million contract. He's making 51. He's making 54 next year. So he signed through next year, and then he's an unrestricted free agent. So it'd basically be a one-year deal you're signing him to. Okay.
And if you're Mike Dunleavy Spadone, I would think that if you're going to, in fairy tale land that we're in right now, if you're going to try to acquire Kevin, you're going to want him to come to an extension much the same way you did with Jimmy.
Sure.
The interesting part to this is they've just signed Jimmy to this extension. So not only in theory, I mean, literally, they could flip Jimmy. Now, whether that was for Kevin or somebody else, we'll see. But you absolutely could. I mean, that's why you signed the extension. I mean, he's in place for two more years after this one. So that's where it gets interesting, not just with the Kuminga thing and what would Phoenix want and how many assets would the Warriors have to give up. As far as the salary cap slots go, that would be a pretty easy flip if that's a decision and a path they decided to go down.
I think the easy answer here, and listen, I'm not going to answer for you, but I'm going to ask the question. I think I know what you're going to say, but would you rather have Jimmy Butler or Kevin Durant going forward if you're the Warriors? This is a question we asked a couple weeks ago, and Chasky poo-pooed my, because he was all in on Kevin Durant, and you know Jimmy Butler felt like it was a pipe dream then because he said he didn't want to sign the extension and he didn't want to go to the Warriors, he wanted to go to the Suns. That was the conversation a couple weeks ago. And then I was saying, I was like, wait, well, Jimmy's actually taken a team to the finals twice. Kevin Durant hasn't been able to do that as the best player on his team. So, can we, like, I get it. Jimmy's been playing in the East. It's different.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, Kevin? He did it here as the best player on this
different,
team.
Come on.
I agree, but I
outside of step post
outside
step,
of step
post yeah. Warriors.
Okay.
He has not been able to do that. Post being the great one of the greatest teams of all time, and not being on the Thunder team with two Hall of Famers in Russell Westbrook and two other MVPs and James Harden, he has not been able to take a team to the finals. Got close. If his foot was on the line, he would have gone to the Eastern Conference Finals over in Brooklyn. Lost to the Bucks, obviously. Who knows? Things could have changed there. Like, but his big feet. So sorry. So his foot was on the line. But I feel like I'd rather have Jimmy Butler on this team, which is crazy to say because wow. We know what Kevin Durant means. I'd rather have Jimmy Butler than Kevin Durant at this point. I would.
I mean,
is that insane?
Insane is too strong. I have followed Jimmy from the beginning of his career, and obviously I've been with Kevin in a few different stops now.
Yeah.
Spadone, I think that Kevin is still just a little bit better. As great as Jimmy is, if I'm Mike Dunleavy and I'm sitting there looking at my roster and I'm going, all right, how do I continue to improve? Do I have a legitimate chance to get Kevin? Yeah, because here's the difference. Jimmy is a Hall of Famer, and he's always hit a different level in the postseason, especially in the last few years. Kevin Durant is one of the all-time greats in the history of basketball. So while the fit seems to work very well with Jimmy, and who knows how the next few months play out, but you would think he'd get even more comfortable a year into his tenure, for me, that choice would be pretty simple still. Give me Kevin Durant. Let me see if I can recreate the magic. And then the Warriors would go from there.
I hear you, but I can't unsee what I've seen with Kevin Durant with the Suns. And maybe that's very difficult for me. They've just been so god-awful. Like, they just have not been a good team with him there. I can't not get that image out of my head. Who was it? The Nuggets just absolutely obliterating them in game 5 or 6 in Phoenix a couple years ago. Earl producer Nash was there in attendance. Like,
President of the Ishbia fan club.
Yeah, I don't know anymore. I don't know. Maybe he's trying to, you know, I won't get into that. But I do love our Nasher. But I can't get that out of my, like, why hasn't it worked in Phoenix if he's their best player and you have Devin Booker there too? Why hasn't it worked? Is it just the rest of the team's not good? Is that it? Is it as simple as that? Is it the coaching? Like, if he's supposed to be top 15, borderline top 10 player in the history of the league, and you said all those nice things that there's levels to this, that Jimmy's a Hall of Famer, but there's levels to even Hall of Fame, like, I've been more impressed with what Jimmy Butler did within these last 4 or 5 years than what Kevin Durant's done easily. I think just basing it off that, Jimmy's been the better player. Is that too simple? Am I simplifying it too much?
I don't think so. In Spadone, I understand where you're coming from. Jimmy has been very, very good. What I would also throw out for consideration here is Jimmy, for as great as he's looked early, and I think we all agree he's going to be better because he's still not even in good shape after he just kind of sat for a month. The difference is I'd be worried much more so about Jimmy's knees moving ahead over the next couple of years. And it's not to say that Kevin hadn't had injury issues of his own, the Achilles. You know, he's got stuff that's piled up.
He's got size, though, baked in, which helps because, as we've seen with LeBron, who's even older, too, and has some wear and tear, when you're that big, it still helps being 40 or in your late 30s.
Who's stopping Kevin Durant still?
No.
Kevin, defensively, isn't the same player as he might have been a few years ago because age is starting to catch up. But he's 7 feet tall and can shoot over anybody he wants anytime. I think, like it has with Jimmy Butler, Kevin coming back to the Bay, Joe Spadoni would revitalize him. What's happened here is he's shuffled from Brooklyn. That was a disaster at the end. All right, I'm going to go to Phoenix and win a title. Oh, the Suns aren't very good. Well, there's always a home, and there's always a feel of it can happen here because we've all seen it happen here. And this is where, one more time, the respect and relationship between Steph and Kevin becomes so crucial because they know, as all-time greats, when they look at one another on the floor, one of them's going to figure it out and the other one's going to create the space they need to make things work night after night.
What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. You're hearing it from Cousin Nick, Kevin Durant. Hey, if you have the opportunity to go get him this summer, you go get him. I'm saying I'm sticking with Jimmy Buckets. Is there a way you get both of them? Sure, but you know, for the sake of argument, and I think it ultimately would come down to this, would you rather have Jimmy Butler going forward or Kevin Durant on this team? And we have a YouTube poll up right now, Search 95.7 The Game on YouTube, and we'll give out what the rating is on the other side. So I want to get a lot of votes in. 888-957-9570. Rather have Jimmy for the foreseeable future, the next 2 years, or did they have Kevin Durant on this team still? 888-957-9570. Hey, we're 3-1 in the Jimmy era, people. So relax, all right? Good vibes. I'm not letting you come in here, Nick, and ruin these good vibes, all right? Jimmy is a warrior. James Butler III, number 10.
That is crazy.
All right?
Jimmy Butler is a warrior with Steph and Draymond.
He's our guy. And I'm not going to let you take him away from us, all right?
Hey, I've seen some of my old friends in the organization drip me over the last couple days.
Oh, you can't call for your own drips, by the way. That's a no-go.
But literally, Spadone, they've liked him. I mean, they've liked how, not only what he's done on the floor, they're winning, cool. They've just enjoyed being around him. And I think for Jimmy, the way it ended, again, because it always ends the same way in all these places, the change of scenery and the change of seeing different personalities day to day has been helpful early on.
That's Nick Friedell. I'm Joe Spadoni. We're going to pick this up on the other side. 888-957-9570 as the morning roast rolls on 95.7 The Game.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims.
Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
John Dominguez. You're listening to the Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Jonathan Camingo.
I miss JK. He needs to come back. He's going to reevaluate this week. Hopefully the ankle is progressing and we will see him sooner rather than later. It's Nick Friedell in studio all week long. Joe Shasky is in Hawaii. He'll be back sometime next week. But in the meantime, we are enjoying you lovely people at 888-957-9570. Justin in Oakland, I see you. We'll get to you in a second. We've been talking about Kevin Durant. And he said this over the weekend, which perked up a lot of ears in this studio in particular. I hadn't even seen it. There was also just so much happening this weekend in the All-Star game that I kind of just wanted to look away and check out half the time. I didn't want to see anything
when
it came
to...
There was a lot. But this also took place over the weekend. Kevin Durant sitting down with Malika Andrews of ESPN, responding to Steve Kerr's comments on not coming back to the Dubs.
I wanted to read you this quote from Steve Kerr. He said, "I don't blame Kevin one bit for not wanting to rerun things here. He took so much for, like, oh, you're jumping on the bandwagon, and then he's the finals MVP 2 years in a row, and he still gets criticized. Why would he want to face all that BS again?" What do you think of that?
Talk crazy about me all the time, you know? Like, that's not the reason why I didn't want to come back. I just didn't want to get traded midway through the season. And there was nothing against my time with the Warriors, or I heard because I don't like Draymond. At the end of the day, I just didn't want to move, and I wanted to see it through with my team in Phoenix and see what we could do the rest of the season. So I'm glad I'm still there.
So not closing the door on a reunion potentially with the Dubs. I'm saying I'm happy with Jimmy. I'm out on Kevin Durant going forward. Jimmy Butler... I'm waving the Jimmy flag now. I love Jimmy. I'm all in on the Jimmy Butler experience the next few seasons. They're 3-1. Could it blow up in their face in these next couple months, and then you revisit the trade talks, maybe this summer, Nick, as you alluded to? Maybe. But I think this is going to be a good thing for the team. I like Jimmy Butler's mindset. He's going to be the 1B to Steph's 1A, or maybe it switches off during the playoffs when playoff Jimmy gets activated. You say what to Kevin Durant in his future in the league starting this summer, because I don't think the Suns are making the playoffs or play-ins.
Spadone, that's where I think the conversation about Kevin should start, because I don't believe that he's going to stay in Phoenix. Whether he ends up coming back to the Bay, wherever he ends up next, Kevin at this stage has only ever talked about winning titles. He thought it was going to happen when he left Brooklyn to go to Phoenix. It hasn't happened. It's deteriorated pretty quickly. I think for somebody who is at this stage in his career, he knows he's got to get somewhere else. I just don't know, and there are so many layers to any reunion with Kevin Durant and the name recognition and what he accomplished in his 3 short years here. I don't know, as we even look forward, do the Warriors have the assets that Phoenix would want, assuming that a trade could potentially happen this summer?
Is when you talk to your the league circles, if you will, Jonathan Kuminga, his name pops up. Where are they from the highest grade to the lowest? Is he somewhere in the middle? Is he a fringe all-star maybe guy? What are you hearing from Jonathan Kuminga as a trade piece?
It feels like the people who really like Kuminga, Spadone, think that he could ultimately be an all-star down the line. The issue, and you and I have gone through so much of this week already, is that you have to believe that there are several more steps in the progression for Kuminga. If you believe, if you're the Warriors, that you're going to give him the next big contract that he wants, if you're another team who's saying, all right, we want to acquire this guy, we think it can really happen, it's kind of in the eye of the beholder. And Kuminga, to this point, has been a really solid player at times, but the word that's attached to Jonathan Kuminga so much, and we heard Frank Isola say it yesterday, flashes. Jonathan Kuminga is a league leader in flashes.
Potential.
Yeah. We see it. We see that it is within him. What we don't see is the consistency that you would like to see for a guy who the Warriors need to be, maybe not the next face of the team, certainly, but a piece of a team that can legitimately contend for a title.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. Howard Beck, 920, joining us out of the Ringer, covers the NBA. He has covered the NBA for a very long time. Bay Area guy as well. Love me some Howard Beck, 920, joining us on the River Islands guest line. In the meantime, let's go out to the lines. Justin's in Oakland, and he wants to join in the conversation. What's up, Justin? You're on with Spadone and Friedel.
Good morning, guys, and thank you for taking my call. Hey, Jimmy is a dog, man. Playing alongside Draymond on the same team is bad news for the other side. But let's be real here. The Warriors' first target was KD. KD waited out. When the rumor came out, KD could have shut it down. But KD waited out because he wanted to come over. Why did he wait it out? Okay, he waited out to the end to see what it's going to take. It's not Draymond, unfortunately, for you, KD. They're not moving Draymond. So at the end, he shut it down and he said, no, KD doesn't want to deal with Draymond anymore. Nor many, many superstars don't want to deal with Draymond. Draymond, as long as he's with the Warriors, the Warriors is going to be a hard destination, not attractive destination for a lot of superstars. It's going to be hard to land a superstar to the Warrior Nation as long as Draymond's still around. He ran that pool out of the window. He ran out KD 2 times, not once, twice. Why would anybody want to deal with that guy? He's a dog. You love him on your team, but he's not a good teammate. It's time to move on from Draymond, guys. If the Warriors looking to land a superstar in the future, they would have to deal with Draymond. It's as simple as that. We saw it. KD wanted to come over. He said no toward the end. If he wanted to shut it down when the rumor came out, he would have done that earlier. But he thought maybe Draymond was involved in that trade, and toward the end he found out it wasn't. And he said no.
That's Justin Oakland's passion about that.
Shut you talking to me.
I'll say this. I think Kevin Durant did say no because it felt like they were at the finish line and all they needed was him to sign off on it. And then he's like, no, I'm good. So, Justin, we know that Kevin Durant was one of the reasons why that trade was not consummated, because Jimmy Butler would have been a son. Kevin Durant would have been a Warrior at that point. Now, was Draymond Green part of those deals? I'm not sure. There was leaked, obviously Matt Ishbia, Michigan State guy, Suns owner, governor, and then, Draymond Green, obviously Michigan State alum. They had a relationship, I guess. But listen, ultimately, this summer, we're going to find out just what Kevin Durant really wants And if he wanted to come back, and if he does want to come back to the Warriors, I think they have, you know, they could make it happen. Now, the Draymond Green thing is interesting to me still in all of this, and we're going to get to Draymond because he also says some stuff over the weekend.
But that should be a daily segment on the station.
What did he say?
Draymond says some stuff.
There you go.
Because every day, the content machine that is
absolutely incredible
can just fire away with the next take.
Sucks, you talking to me.
It's all of them.
The Bay does not understand how lucky it is not only to have Draymond playing still at the level that he's at and having won four titles and built that organization with Steph and Clay and Kerr. The interest that guy generates, specifically, good and bad. Right. And it's not just great for people in our business. It is great to draw the conversation out about this team all the time.
Well, you know what? Let's just get right into it. Why not? And we can continue the Kevin Durant discussion, Jimmy Butler, 888-957-9570, all things being equal going forward. If you have the opportunity to get Kevin Durant in the future, would you do it, or you want to stick with Jimmy Butler? We have a YouTube pull-up right now. Search 95.7 The Game on YouTube. Like, subscribe, all of that, all brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Draymond Green talking with Candace Parker over the weekend, who was one of the coaches of the Rising Stars who took place in that 14 tournament. Draymond Green talking about the head coaching position of the Golden State Warriors.
There is no way that I could coach ever in the history of everything. It'd be like Draymond coaching. Like, there's
Wow, you can't coach.
What do you mean?
I've already been offered to go to stay work.
I didn't say that you couldn't be.
Suck?
I didn't think you would suck. I just don't think that you would enjoy it. You would not be able to coach.
I agree.
Your patience. Our patience is. Thank you. Thank you very much.
How would you know what you're with that?
It's true.
Sorry. Draymond, you think you'd be a good coach?
I think I could be a good coach.
Okay.
But I don't want to be.
So if you missed it and all that,
how do you not follow up on that?
Let me play it one more time. Catch what he said about him coaching the Warriors.
There's no way that I could coach ever in the history of everything. It'd be like Draymond coaching. Like, there's
Wow, you can't coach.
What do you mean?
I've already been offered to go to stay work.
I didn't say that you couldn't be. I didn't think you.
Right there. I've already been offered the Golden State Warriors head coaching job when I'm done.
And you've got to believe that could only come from one person. All the way at the top.
Joey Lightyears. That's what they call me at the station now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Not Shasky, it's me.
You're just light years ahead of everybody else.
Well, some are saying that.
Future's so bright, you got to wear sunglasses walking around this place.
I'm 31 years old. I'm the Dalton Connect. I'm the Rising Star. What can I say?
Well, let's hope they don't move you to Charlotte
and then bring
you back.
Well, I'll come. Well, they realize they made a mistake, and that's why they bring me back.
That's right.
That's why.
That's right.
But
the PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.